It's 8:56 and 81 degrees. It's time to check in on the commodity markets here on this Wednesday morning. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Price action this morning is mildly constructive as the market drifts towards Friday's USDA supply-demand numbers. Upside potential seems to be opening up a little as the trade tries to discount ideas that big production figures have already been traded. The situation then develops into how do we put this big crop away when the harvest actually transpires. We're mindful that commercials have already used a lot of storage, especially out west, to put wheat away and sold the carry in the futures market. This leaves less storage space available for corn this fall. Currently, price action for corn, September corn, is up a penny at 323 and a quarter. December corn up a penny as well at 333 and a half. And next March, 343 and three quarters, up three quarters. August beans in delivery, 1023 and a quarter, up a penny and a quarter. November beans up a penny and three quarters at 989 and three quarters. Meal market down $1.60 at $331.70 a ton. And soybean oil up 41 at $32.07 a pound. Chicago wheat, September, up 6 cents at 423. And December wheat is up 4.5 at 441 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat slacked a little bit as well at 438, up 2.5. And Minneapolis wheat up 2.5 as well at 510. Crude market currently waffling around that $43 mark, up fractionally. And the dollar market is down just a little bit, actually down about 70 on the coattails of some global information news out of the European Union. The USDA announced this morning the exporters sold 143.65 thousand tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during the 2016-17 marketing year. Also interesting to note that for the first time in over 2 weeks, there were no bean sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. Volume and open interest figures this morning showed corn open interest yesterday up over 7,000 contracts. We're hearing commercial sources see reasonable value at these levels, but we're looking for basis through harvest to tell us the whole story. Soybean open interest yesterday was little changed, offering us little directional price bias. We continue to expect funds to liquidate their notable long position. Wheat open interest up about 4,000 contracts, which ushers in thoughts that funds remain comfortably short and pressing their situation a little bit more. Monday gave us the 18th consecutive week of 1 million metric ton corn sales, so exporters' demand fast continues to stand in. We also expect the livestock sector to continue to expand as producers opt to walk more of this crop off the farm. Hog marketing numbers continue to rise, but weights are steady at best. It is Wednesday, so ethanol production numbers and other EIA numbers due out shortly may offer the market a little bit of directional bias. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a fantastic day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday morning. In your forecast, partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 89 degrees, checking some current conditions. We're at 82 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. Decatur, 76 degrees in sunshine. Some haze right now in Danville, 75 degrees. 75 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon. Up to 78 already in Sullivan. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.